Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, June 26th, the last Friday in June, Storm.
Oh, man, that's right. Yeah. The next Friday is...
It's a holiday.
Oh, man, that's right. Next weekend is the 4th of July weekend. I got to get my mind wrapped around this.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It always kind of sneaks up on you because you think of July being forever, but mm-hmm. The 4th is right at the beginning, but... It is a week from Saturday. Here's what you may have missed out on the show here. Why is Election Day not a paid holiday?
I've always wondered that. Either that or, like in Europe, they do it on weekends, too, where people aren't necessarily working.
Well, Twitter is starting something new this year. Not only did they give Juneteenth as a paid holiday for its employees.
Mm-hmm. The company Twitter, right?
The company Twitter. They're also making the Election Day, which is November 3rd this year, as a paid holiday. Off holiday. So in essence, you don't have to use your time off and you still get paid, but you have the entire day to somehow get to a polling area and cast your vote for our country.
Excellent. Okay.
Seems like a great idea. I wish more companies would do this. In fact, Pew Research Center said 2/3 of Americans are in favor of making Election Day a national holiday.
Wow. Okay. So I'm all for it. I definitely am.
I am for it as well. Well, there is one benefit to having allergies and asthma. Apparently, you're less susceptible to catching coronavirus.
You're bulletproof, Chris Malone, because you are the canary in the coal mine. Chris has had allergies and asthma his entire life. And if anything starts to bloom, you know it first.
I do. In fact, I could tell you that we were going to have this dust cloud because my eyes are itchy and I've been...
Seriously.
My nose has been clogged up. Yeah.
So that's the hair and dust is actually bothering you, too.
Yeah. I'm literally allergic to everything on God's green earth except duck feathers.
You had the test, didn't you?
I had the test. The only thing I'm not allergic to is duck feathers for some reason.
You got to be... That's a very... you got to be careful using that word on the radio.
That's very true. You say it too
also,
quickly.
Duck fat.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're dyslexic, just stay away from it.
Doctors have kind of crunched numbers, and what they have found is that people that have suffered from allergy and have asthma that were severely affected by COVID-19, mm-hmm. that number is actually lower than the general population.
It's interesting because the way coronavirus works, when it enters your lungs and your nose, it attaches itself to what's called ACE2 receptors. Everybody's mm-hmm. got them.
Yeah.
But you have less ACE2 receptors than I do, Chris, because you have asthma.
I have asthma and allergies for some reason. Mm-hmm. Those somehow is something you don't have as much, or the allergens are attaching to the ACE2 receptors or whatever. But it's basically saying no room for you, coronavirus.
That's right. There's not as many doors open to your body as mine.
So actually, there is a benefit to this horrible, horrible thing known as allergies and asthma. So
finally, huh? Yeah. Finally, it's about time you got your time in the sunshine.
Hey, mosquito wipes. We found out how to make those today.
This is cool. I mean, this is really cool. I didn't even know they made them, but you use them for the kids, the ones with DEET in them. But these use natural ingredients, right?
Yeah, pretty much. What you need is a roll of paper towels, some citrus and cinnamon essential oils, and castor oil, the stuff that your grandparents used to take.
I remember watching like Little Rascals movies, and they would like line up to take the castor oil. I guess it was just they thought it was a benefit back in the day, but it was apparently tastes pretty nasty.
Yeah, it has a nasty taste on it, and apparently bugs find it unappealing as well. Not only mm-hmm. do mosquitoes, but ticks as well.
Nice.
And castor oil has some sort of anti-inflammatory effect, so even if you are bitten, it may not be as itchy or severe as it once was. So it's worth a shot. We have the details and recipe up at ktk985.com. But in essence, it'll take you about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and you can just replenish your stash anytime you need it.
Yeah, it's a very inexpensive way to do it. And the kids can probably help you with it, too. Make it a little family project.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So a lot of restaurants have reopened, and we've also seen a huge spike in coronavirus here in the state of Florida and other states. And it's making people a little bit nervous. So we thought it'd be a good idea just to remind people the stuff that we take for granted is old habits are hard to break.
Yeah, and that's the deal. The pandemic is not over.
Let's
try not to fall back into our old habits. It's still wear the mask, wash your hands, social distance.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that we've always been told you about. But when you go to a restaurant, when you haven't seen somebody in a while, you let your guard down, you maybe have a couple of drinks, mm-hmm. and you're doing old things that basically making yourself an open target for coronavirus. So they say that all restaurants here in Florida have to follow some sort of guidelines, either it's social distancing or only having outside seating. They have to follow this. That's the law. Don't get onto the restaurant owners or the staff. And then other restaurants are taking it a step further by requiring you to have your temperature taken before you come in, or maybe rinse your hands with hand sanitizer before you come in. If you don't agree with it, then you probably should go somewhere else, because the restaurant owners are doing two things. One, they're protecting their employees and their way of life. And two, right. We don't want another lockdown where these businesses will have to close for another month or two.
We're trending the wrong way in the state of Florida, too. Yeah. We're breaking records with the amount of cases positive every day.
So these are things that you and I, as responsible adults, need to take part of. And just as that is given to you, information about face masks have changed. Wear the mask. Right. Wear it when you're sitting and talking with your friends and your family at a restaurant in a booth or a table. Only take it off when you are eating, because at that time you really shouldn't be talking, right?
Yep. And use your fork and your spoon to eat. You're eating with your fingers. Your hands have been everywhere, touching the table, touching the booth. So protect yourself at least by using a fork or knife, or you can eat peas with a knife, right?
Yeah, you can kind of get in balance there. And then finally, a thing that I did long before coronavirus, which apparently is a bad thing to do, is that if you needed to flush, if it wasn't an automatic flushing toilet, I would use my foot to flush the toilet.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting pretty good at it, too.
I guess we're not supposed to do that. And it makes sense now that you find out, your feet have been walking around in that nastiness of the bathroom floor.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I guess it's not the best place. And then the next person to touch the handle has got more problems than just coronavirus, probably.
Right. And, they're going to have some problems. So the idea is that you take a few pieces of the TP that's on the roll there and flush the toilet. And then as the water's going down, you can deposit the TP that way. And just like we mentioned yesterday, probably not a bad idea for the foreseeable future is to take some paper towels with you whenever you go to a bathroom, just in the event they don't have paper towels or they run out of them. At least that's some sort of a protection for you.
Instead of using that giant blow dryer thing, which we learned yesterday, if you're going to use one, if that's all you have, don't rub your hands, because you can actually rub stuff the virus into your body.
Yeah, you don't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
We found out that people using Zoom and FaceTime don't like our chinny chin chins. And it's true. I hate looking at myself on these things. And then my laptop sits lower than what I'm sitting at, so I have to adjust the camera upwards.
Yeah, that's the worst angle. We learned that from taking selfies, that you always do them above yourself. You look better. By down below, all those chins get in the way.
Well, now there's something called the neck-tight procedure that a lot of plastic surgeons have been getting inquiries about. And basically, they use radio frequencies to break down the fat around the jaw and neckline that gives you kind of a lifted contour look that lasts up to 3 to 5 years.
Really?
And apparently people have been scheduling appointments to do it because it's non-invasive, and they've seen themselves in these conference calls and don't like what they see.
I just want to be able to put a cartoon character on my head or some kind of computer graphics way to do it. You can change the backgrounds now.
Yeah, you knew the backgrounds there.
Yeah, I figure if I want to be Scooby-Doo one of these video meetings.
I thought about being David Hasselhoff.
I think that'd be cool.
I would love to do that one.
And shirt on or shirt off?
If it's Friday, shirt off. And then finally, we learned about the sun and its powerful rays. It is strong enough to kill coronavirus. It's probably one of the best ways to kill a lot of nastiness in your house if you can get it out into the sun. They're talking about, and it's very true. My garbage cans smell, even though we have plastic liners in them. The smells permeate. So the next time you take the trash bag out to the to the dumpster or whatever, take your garbage can and put it in, give it a rinse and wash it, and then leave it in the sun to dry for an hour or two.
That's a great idea. It'll probably deodorize it and take the funk smell out of it, too.
Actually, the UV ultraviolet rays will do its work there. You do this, you said, with your reusable grocery bags.
Yeah, I've been feeling so guilty. I've been using the single-use bags because they think it might be on surfaces. But they realize now that it doesn't stay on surfaces as long. You're not as susceptible. So when I do use the bags, I just bring them out, I wipe them out, and then I stick them out on the porch on the back deck and let the sun do the job. I let them dry out in the sun for a couple hours. And it's so hot out there, nothing can live out there.
What about the next time you get into the refrigerator, one of the in the back drawers with the crisper, you forgot about the head of lettuce that's back there?
Yeah, right.
That's now turned into a cesspool
liquid
of
lettuce.
Yeah, nastiness. Well, once you clean all that out, go ahead and stick that in the tray in the sun for a couple hours as well. That should clean it up.
Pull out the refrigerator drawers and let them go out. That's a good idea,
And then I'm going to try this Because it is true. I think everybody has one or two pieces of plastic that had tomato sauce and in it at one time.
Tupperware. One time you put tomato sauce or chili in it or something, it gets stained. So, and I've tried other things. I've tried like spraying Pam in it. That doesn't work either.
Nothing works on it. But they say that this works, and it's when you have a clean plastic dish, take some lemon juice, kind of rub it onto the inside of the plastic there, and then put it in the sun. Supposedly, the sun will bleach it out and give
That makes sense. When I was growing up, the girls in high school would put lemon juice on their hair and sit out in the sun to make it look blonde.
See? So it must work. It's worth a shot. I mean, come on. You've got one or two that that look ugly anyways. Might as well give it a shot. So there, my friend, is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, June 26th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Remember to hydrate, and the sun is always shining. We'll see you Monday morning.